education and contribution to the Kimberley cattle industry over the last 50 or 60 years has just been enormous. And not only their contribution, the standard was second to none. The improvements on the property through to the horses on the property, but always held a very high profile. And, it's a credit to Don and Annette to have a property of that standard and keep it going.
What's been your connection to Fossil Downs over the years?
Our family worked for Fossil Downs in the early 70s. My father was head stockman there. Fossil was one of the first properties that I worked on actually coming into the industry myself. Certainly had an impact on the way I think now. Certainly someone who imprints those principles into you at such a younger age certainly has an effect on your life.
What's your opinion of Gina Reinhart taking over at Fossil?
The new owners are very motivated people, and I'm pretty sure they will continue the legacy. I'm quite pleased that they were the successful applicant to get it. They have other properties in the Kimberleys that are well-run properties, and they're my neighbours, so they're very good neighbours. So, I'm very pleased that they were the successful ones to get it.
How confident are you that she'll uphold the Henwoods' very high standards?
Just to what I see from being neighbours to the properties they're on now, I'm pretty sure they will uphold those standards, yeah.
It is another family-owned station that's bit in the dust. Do you think that there are still enough family stations in the Kimberley?
Yeah, still a lot of family-operated properties in the Kimberleys. And I don't think there's an overbalance between corporate and families at the moment. Realistically, as far as the community goes, they will have managers on those properties, and no doubt those people on those properties will participate in their community spirit.
Well-known pastoral manager Susan Bradley says the sale of Fossil Downs represents the end of an era for the Kimberley cattle industry.
Fossil Downs was my first home in the Kimberley, so I have great affection for Fossil. I met my husband when I was at Fossil Downs, and when we moved to Carlton Hill, I tried to emulate the Fossil Downs smokos, which were quite famous. They bred very good cattle. They had the famous Fossil Downs greys, the horses, and also they had Percherons, which they bred and used in the stock camps. So they were leaders of their time.
Susan also says she hopes the formidable reputation of Fossil Downs Station will continue for many years to come.
I just wish all the best for Fossil. As I said, it's had a very large part to play in my life and my informative years, and I only ever think of it with wonderful memories. I hope Fossil goes on and it will continue to be the famous and wonderful place that it is.